All right, welcome to Hebrew Club. And we are at the end of chapter 27 of 1 Samuel, starting with verse 9. And if you will remember, David is hiding out, and David and his men are hiding out in Gath in Philistia with Achish. And Achish had even given him a city, Ziklag, to call his own. And he was, notice that verse 8, where we start, verse 7 says that he was in the region of the Philistines for a year and 4 months. And verse 8 then started to talk about what he was doing during that time. And if you remember in verse 8, if we start there, Vayal David, David and his men went up and they raided, they conducted raids against the Geshurites and the Girzites and the Amalekites. They were inhabitants of the land, which was from Olam, and I'm suggesting you translate that as a place name, as you go to Shura, up into the land of Egypt. And I think I showed you guys on the map last time that that is south and west of Judah. So it's kind of all the way to Egypt, you know, if you can think of the Mediterranean around the southern end. That area is where Shur is, and of course it goes to all the way to Egypt. All right, and so we're ready to start verse 9, which is a follow-up to that. All right. Again, notice the forms of the verbs in this verse. They are all vav plus perfects. And following up on verse 8, notice that verse 8 begins with a vav consecutive, and then there's another vav consecutive, all right? But they're describing the same kind of action. Notice that this is habitual action. So that in verse 8, as you will see, and you can get that impression from verse 8, that it's not talking about one campaign, but that he raided these people, throughout the time that he was there. All right, and verse 8 now takes it up with vav plus perfects. So you kind of have a mixture of forms, and you also have an imperfect in verse 9. So notice it's still referring to this past event and the description of David's raids. All right, so Veheka David et Haaretz velo Yechaya Ish Veisha. Now David would strike the land. All right. From Nakah, Ahithophel from Nakah, Vehikah, third masculine singular. Now David would strike the land, alright, and he would not preserve alive, Yechaya, notice that the PL form from Chaya to be alive, and he would not keep alive or preserve alive man or woman, Ish ve'isha, alright. Velakach, but he would take the zone, the sheep and the bakar, the cattle and the chamorim, and the donkeys and the gemalim and the camels, who begadim, and the garments. Alright? Now notice it switches back to vav consecutive, so don't ask me why. It's just the kind of manuscript it is, and he would return and go to Achish. So notice, if you're still maintaining that this is a one-time event, verse 10 kind of will switch us on that again. Okay, so let's go through verse 10 and then go back over this. Vayomer Achish, and Achish said, now I'll peshat tem. I think we have to do the text emendation for al, because notice al is a negative, and it makes no sense here. Achish said, do not raid today. See? And lo, first of all, would be in place, not al. And so notice that they suggest instead of al, you read on. And again, there's good manuscript evidence for that. In 10a, you have the Syriac and Targums and Qumran have on instead. Okay, so Achish said, where have you raided today? Okay, Vayomer David, and David said, Al Negev, against the Negev, against the southern region of Judah, and against the region of the Yarchemelites, and against the region of the Kenites. All right. So notice that what seemed to happen here is that David would go out and raid these people along the southern part of the Mediterranean, way south and west of Judah. When Achish asked him where he was, he would say, "I've been raiding the Kenites and the Yerchemeleites." Okay? Those two were connected with southern Judah. The Kenites, remember, Moses' father-in-law was from the Midianites, from the Kenites, so they were related. And they were absorbed into the tribe of Judah. Both of those were. All right? And so he told Achish that he was raiding those people instead of the other people. See? And he did that for a certain reason. First of all, is there any questions about verses 9 and 10?
Yes? You're reading verse 9 in a future way?
I'm reading it as habitual action, as customary. I'm reading that all the way from verse 8 as kind of what he habitually did. And notice how verse 10 and 11 kind of reinforce that. Now, 11 will reiterate that David did not preserve man or woman. All right. So I would read it like this from verse 8 on. David and his men used to go up, and they used to conduct raids against all those people. For look, they were inhabitants of the land which was from Olam, as you go to Shura, all the way to the land of Egypt. And David would strike the land, but he would not keep man or woman alive. And he would take the sheep and the cattle and the donkey and the camels and the garments, and then he would return, and he would come to Achish. And Achish would say to him, "Where have you raided today?" David would say, "Against the region of Judah and against the region of the Yerchemeleites and against the Kenites." See? Now verse 11, Ve'ish ve'isha. But man or woman, lo yechaya David. David would not preserve. Okay? Lehavi, in order to bring them to Gath. Lehavi. Okay, notice that that's an infinitive construct, hiphil. So he would not preserve man or woman so as to bring them to Gath, saying, "Pen yagidu, lest they speak against me, aleinu," saying, "Koasa David, thus has David done, and thus is his custom, mishpato." Okay? So in other words, he didn't want the people ratting them out and saying, "No, we're not from Judah at all. We're from a different region." So he'd kill all the men and women, take all the spoils, so to speak. So Achish was getting richer. All right, so thus David did, and thus was his custom. Thus was his custom. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's start again with verse 11. Man and woman David would not keep alive so as to bring them to Gath, saying, lest they report against me, saying, "Thus has David done, and thus is his custom." Stop. Okay? I'm sorry. We have to think differently about this. Notice the Atnach under Lamor. So again, man and woman David would not keep alive so as to bring them to Gath, saying, lest they report against us, saying, "Thus has David done, and thus was his custom." Okay? So now you have to think, "Thus has David done," I'd stop there, "and thus was his custom." Now, you have to think, this happened, Cole, all the days which he sojourned or dwelled in the area of the Philistines, Pelishtim. Alright? So it's kind of awkward there. You want kind of an extra verb or something to tell you. So thus David did, and thus was his custom all the days which he dwelt in the land. Okay? There seems to be something missing from the text, actually. Notice it doesn't flow really nicely. So again, man and woman, David would not preserve alive so as to bring them to Gath, Lamor, saying, lest they report against us, saying, and then what it's, notice that it doesn't really report what they're saying, but it, the Masoretes wants you to stop there and then kind of summarize, thus David did, and thus was his custom all the time when he dwelled in the region of the Philistines.
Could it be that go outside of either Cove, Mishpat, Cove? Could that be the content of their speech?
See, that's where I'm having trouble, saying, thus David did, and thus was his custom. But then, the Masoretes part, the end of the verse doesn't make sense. See, then you're just kind of left hanging there. Because then you're left with all his days which he dwelt in the land of the Philistines. So, maybe there's something, maybe that, you know, there's, lest he report against us saying, and then you fill in the blank, it looks like. It just looks like there's a blank there.
But yes. It could work if you put a double quote after the first way more, and then lest they report against me saying, and then a single quote, and then they both end after the Mishpatol.
So how would you do it?
So he did all this and said, you can't let them do this, blah, blah, blah. He said that all the days that he was in among the Philistines.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so the call
does double duty
continues from all the way back from David's landmark.
Saying, okay, so
quoting them.
Okay, so you would translate from the beginning, Ben, so we can get that.
Yeah, so it would be, in a man or a woman, David did not leave alive.
Right.
Bring them to Gath. And then he says all this stuff. And all of that he did all the days that he was
right
with those people. And so then after the first lay more is what David's saying, lest they report against me, saying. And then
that's
you have
David.
A quote within a quote.
Right.
And yeah. Then that's just what he said all the days that he was among those.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that worked. That could work.
Well, what was that weird use of lay more that happened? In Hebrew, like a couple weeks ago.
Well, sometimes lay more, you can, sometimes lay more indicates what a words or action does. So they did this, lay more, indicating so and so. But I don't know if that fits here.
Could it be more of like an idiom for another use than the same, like maybe testifying or something like that?
This lay more?
Yeah, they're speaking against him, testifying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like that.
It's possible.
And then the rest of the verse is summing up his actions.
It's an interesting construction any way you try to put it. It's kind of awkward.
Mishpato.
Yeah.
Is that from the same root as shafat?
Yeah, this is the common word mishpat, which you translate as judgment usually. But notice it doesn't mean judgment. It seems to be this was his usual way of working, doing stuff. Right. Alright. Notice verse 12 is the upshot. Vayamein Akish beDavid. This is a hipfil from Ammon to believe. Alright. And Akish believed beDavid, David, Lamor. Saying, or thinking in this case, Havesh Hivish Ba'amo Be'Yisrael. See, here's the plan. Notice here you have an infinitive absolute from Ba'ash, infinitive absolute from Ba'ash, followed by a Hifil, perfect third masculine singular from Ba'ash. So, certainly, he has made himself stink against his own people, against Israel. So Ba'ash means to stink, to make yourself stink. Alright? So made himself odious is what a lot of translation. So certainly he has made himself odious against his people, against Israel. Vehaya, and he will be to me a Eved, a servant forever, Olam. See, so David was telling Achish that he was raiding his own people. So that Achish would think, okay, he's their mortal enemy, so now he's going to serve me forever. When really, David was not in Judah at all. He was in another area. All right? So Achish was not maybe very aware. But again, you have all these nomadic tribes, and David and his men probably went kind of all over the place, and they didn't have cell phones or tracking at that time. So it's kind of keep track of them. Yeah, CNN, CBS. And
so was he just narrating for the purpose of deceiving Achish, or was he doing it just to increase his own wealth and that was the story?
I don't know. I mean, what were his motives? Probably mixed. He was increasing his own wealth. He was also being a friend with Achish. You know, remember, Israel and the Philistines have been mortal enemies for a long time, and so Achish would probably be suspicious. So it was, again, you know, if you read it in a positive way, David was showing his cleverness again and outwitting the king, just like he did Saul, and showing again kind of how God was prospering him even in this kind of foreign territory. You do have kind of a little moral issue that people raise about David being so deceitful here, not just trusting God, but that's how the narrative goes. So.
Alright.
Yeah. Yeah, he's killing a lot of people too. Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, we just gloss over that, but he's killing people. Alright. So, yeah, you know, that's for another course, how we would handle a narrative like this. I mean, we should probably take time to discuss the theological implications. That, of course, lay people are going to ask you right away, first question, pastor, you know, what's going on here? What do we do with this story? Alright.
Next lesson. Yes. Go back to verse 10 that tried to, you're having trouble pronouncing.
Yeah.
There are three schwas in a row there.
Right.
I learned in Hebrew 101 you can't do that.
I know. Well, notice that you have vayar, and that closes it. Chemet, Eli, and you're right. You cannot normally do that. You would expect something like that. Does that footnote help us out? 10D. C. Let's see. Yar. C. Ha. Yerach. See, they change it around a little. So some manuscript editions do change the pointing. So here's the one. Here's maybe one of the few exceptions to the rule of three schwas in a row. So next time you teach Hebrew, go, well, there is at least one exception. And it's in this word that I can't pronounce.
Well, I was wondering if that was just because it came from a different language.
I don't know if it's that, or it's just, again, the tradition that they're passing along, that the way that this word was pronounced. We don't know. And again, there's other manuscript traditions that support a different reading, the more regular reading. So who knows? Alright, we already start chapter 28 then. Vayahi bayamim hahem vayik betzu pelishtim et mahanehem latzava lehilahem beYisrael. Okay. Now, came to pass bayamim hahem, in those days, again, more idiomatically, at that time vayik betzu. Notice that this is a call from Kavatz. Alright, the Philistines gathered. Now, know when Kavatz is in the call, you know there's going to be a direct object. The Philistines gathered at Mahanehem, gathered their camps, Latzava, for a war. Or, I'm sorry, to an army. Latzava, into an army. Lehilahim, in order to fight the Israel, against Israel. Alright? Vayomer Akish, and Akish said to David, Yadoa teda ki iti teitse ba'machane. And Akish said to David, notice infinitive absolute followed by the imperfect call from Yada again. Surely you know that with me, and I would probably emphasize that with me you will go out. Ba'machane, in the camp. So notice that the time has come for war with Israel, and notice Achish is putting his trust in David. You and Anasheka, you and your men. Okay, so surely, you surely know that with me you will go out in the camp. You and your men. In other words, he's bringing them along with the battle. He's not. You know, you can wonder in the background, there's a lot of discussion between the generals about David, but he's probably a fierce fighting force, these guys. Alright? David says, Vayomer David el Achish. So David said to Achish, La kena teteda. Surely you know, teda, you know, et asher ya'ase avdeka. Surely you know what your servant will do. Alright? Vayomer Achish, and Achish said to David, La kain, surely, shomer leroshi, guard for my head. We would say bodyguard. And notice shomer is a simple participle, uses substantive, a guard for my head, or a bodyguard, asimeka, I will set you. I will set you as a my bodyguard, roshi, as the guardian of my head, I will set you from seam, alright, from seam, asimeka, to put her place, all hayamim, all the days, namely for life, or for all time. So Achish was ready to make David his bodyguard. He was that trusting of him. Okay? Any questions through these two? Okay? Notice the call forms of kavas, as I said. Now we get to verse 3 and following. Okay, now notice how this, you get a switch here. The verse does not start with a vav consecutive, and we switch characters and switch scenes and everything. Ushemuel mate. Now Samuel had died from moot. Notice the hollow verb. Now Samuel had died. Vayispedu lo kol Yisrael. And all Israel had mourned for him against Ephod. Notice we're getting this reenactment from several chapters ago. And all Israel had mourned for him. But the author wants to make a point here. Vayik beruhu. And they had buried him, again from Kavar, they had buried him by Ramah, at Ramah. That is, Be'iro, that is in his city. Notice that the vav here is in apposition. They buried him in Ramah, that is in his city. Okay? The Sha'ul, okay, so see, Samuel's gone. Remember, Samuel was regarded as the true prophet who could give someone the will of God. Now, Saul, Hesir, had removed. What's the root of Hesir?
From
right, from Sur, a hiphil. Okay, here it's used with the transitive. It's transitive meaning. Now, Saul had removed the ovot. Notice you don't have the et, even though it's a definite. So again, you have a kind of a more colloquial kind of spoken Hebrew. David. So Saul. Now Saul had removed the ovot, the mediums. And at the Yid Onim, the charmers, whatever, you know, the sorcerers, we'll say. The mediums and the sorcerers, Meha Arts, from the land. Okay, we'll do one more verse. By Yikapsu, notice that this is a Niphal form. As soon as you see Kavat in the Niphal, you know it's intransitive. Okay, now the Philistines had gathered. So it's a Niphal, imperfect Vav consecutive. The Philistines had gathered, Vayavohu, and they had come. By Yahanu, and they had encamped Beth Surname at Surname, or Shur. I'm sorry, Surname. In English, you see it Shunem is the spelling. Okay, by Yahanu is from Chana, and they had encamped at Surname. By Yikbot, and Saul gathered. Notice that this is a call form from Kavas, so you know it's going to have a direct object. Saul had gathered at Kol, all Israel. Okay? By Yahanu, and they had encamped at Gilboa. Alright, so if you look on a map, those are kind of in the north, they're in Israel in the north. Pretty far actually from Gath. So it's a pretty kind of big campaign that Achish was making against Israel, a pretty big incursion into the land. Any questions? Yes.
By Yahanu.
Yes.
It's the first Gedros to get that contact, but it's still call, right?
This is still call, right?
So from, is there even a difference in the form of this video?
It would look alike, yeah. Because you'd have by here because of the guttural. Right. The hip field to cause to encant, you wouldn't see the difference.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? All right, good. We will stop here. And this is one of the saddest chapters in the Bible, obviously, where Saul consults the witch of Endor. What we're going to be getting into next week. Okay? All right, thanks for coming, you guys.